Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, that is me, Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are here on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Central time, 3 p.m. You get it, guys, don't you? All over the world, we're here together on the couch, chilling out, and we're going to learn a lot of amazing things today. Some of my favorite topics that we're talking about, but I think you guys will vibe to it as well. Talking about some of the most common things that I hear from people, my patients, talking to folks, is they want to find their purpose. I want to find my purpose. Why was I here in the world? And I'm not successful enough, and I'm not doing what I want to do, and things like that. So, you know, just I want you to listen, folks, today, because you're going to learn a little bit more about finding your, as my guest calls it, soul mission, and trying to allow a pretty continuous, wonderful connection throughout the day, because we get affected by so many things out there in the world. We allow so many things to come in, and we allow things to make us depressed, and we ruminate about stuff. And so we're going to try to help you out. And my guest today is the man. We're talking to Dr. Paul Hanna. He's a medical doctor, specifically a psychiatrist. And we're talking about his latest book. Now, you're going to love this, guys. It's called Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. Hey, Dr. Hanna, welcome.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here, to be a part of this process and shining more light and love throughout this planet, you know. So thank you again for inviting me.
Oh, well, it's beautiful to have you. Let me do your bio here so folks know everything. Well, not everything. It'd take about an hour to talk about everything you've done. So. But Dr. Hanna is a medical doctor, like I said, a psychiatrist. He's a speaker, author, healer, and master teacher. He really has astounded a lot of folks in the medical profession by how quickly he has been able to diagnose and heal his patients' medical illnesses and problems. The thing is he's going to be talking about this as well, but he can see the blocked energy that was causing the issue for folks. And so he's moving beyond the creed of allopathic medicine to the medicine of what we call the quantum era to help people heal and overcome and grow and connect with their essence. So their essence is that God self. A lot of folks don't really still realize that, but we're going to talk about that again today. So thank you again for coming on the show, Dr. Hanna. It's lovely to have you and finally connect. So I just love that as a psychiatrist, you are so rare because you talk about how to connect with patients' heart, and that you're just a facilitator. So if you can sort of share with us, how did you get into this part of healing besides the traditional healing as a psychiatrist?
Well, for me, like, I'm always interested in energy. Energy is very important. And so, you know, going through medical school, going through the residency, becoming a psychiatrist, and I really sipped a little bit deeper because I also became a child psychiatrist. And I like children because they deal directly from the heart, you know. To deal with energy. Yeah. When I deal, I like how I can connect. And that got me deeper and deeper into the energy. But also, I was studying martial arts, internal martial arts. Study, really spiritual qigong is very important to me. I learned a lot.
It's wonderful, huh? Yeah.
Spiritual qigong. Yeah. But also, that took me to Nanjing, China. And where I started studying a little bit deeper into acupuncture. I was there. But before I went there, I got my study at Berkeley, had a physician course for acupuncture there. I got deeper and deeper to that. So that kept pushing me deeper and deeper to the energy and studying about the effect of energy. So what is energy? And I realized that whatever you do to you. So the question is, what are people doing to themselves? What are they doing and block themselves? So that led me down a big path, like realizing that most people that I talk to as a patient, as general, they don't know what's the most important thing in their life. And I asked someone, what's the most important thing in their life? They would usually say family, or they might say some exterior thing. I said, no, the most important thing in your life is your breath. Uh-huh. Do you understand? Without breath, you're in the spirit world.
Oof.
So the question is, how do you deal with your divine breath?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that energy that woke you up this morning? So the question is, understanding your energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Understanding thought. Understand your thought. What are you thinking? But a lot of people understand their mind is fluctuating. They don't know how to think and focus their thoughts.
Yes.
So within that, I want people to realize that that is the ego side of the divine side. You have a choice. Mm-hmm. Every soul have a choice, free will and choice, to decide what are they going to cultivate that particular day. What are they focused upon that day? What are they doing?
Yes.
What are they thinking? What are they eating? What are they feeding? So become conscious of that.
Wow.
The powerful, powerful thing. So I keep patients come into me having different kinds of conditions, you know, be from anxiety for depression or anger or many different things. You know, you can look at that, how they thought affect their energy and how that energy sometimes have this tendency to block out the divine side. So they focus so much on the ego side, blocking them. As a psychiatrist, you see, I think that the typical psychiatrist dealing with the personality, the effects actually relate to this body. For me, that wasn't enough for me. I had to go deeper. What is the cause? What's your purpose here?
Yes.
And people got lost on none. They didn't know the purpose. Didn't know how to think. And didn't know the purpose. That was confusing. That caused a lot of exterior things. So when I got a little bit deeper, I realized that so many people are conforming to the exterior expectation, be it their family or their friends or their race or their nationality, their religion. That conformity doesn't necessarily conform to your unique individuality.
Sure.
So I want everyone to understand, no one have your thumbprint.
Mm.
Out of the 8 people, are you, and even out of the 8 billion people, you are very unique. You're powerful, you know.
Sure.
You have the courage to manifest your own individuality in this outer world.
Right.
But given some people have the conformity, I don't know if they have the courage, but it's conforming rather than being who they are. That should be who you are. You have to visualize so you can harmonize. So on this path, bringing people inside to take responsibility for their own inner self. Because when you do that, individualize to you, what's happening is you create your own health.
Right.
And your own harmony. No one on this planet is responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for your health and your inner harmony. So those are the paths where I took people, that I take people, you know.
That's so funny you said that, because I was talking to some people this morning. It was a couples session, and somebody, one of the couples, said, "You make me act like that. You know, you make me." And I went, wait a minute, hold the phone here. You're not blaming this person for forcing you. You create your own thoughts and your own, you know, appropriate ways of behavior. You have to think about how you think you have no control over anything and people make you do things. Well, no, that's not true. So
no.
And you talk about needing to get beyond our egos. How would you describe the ego? It's not the old Freudian ego, right? It's not that old thing. It's different.
No, I think the ego is very important because it's associated with this physical body. And this physical body is something to honor. It's your temple.
Yes.
And if you have some sensation, ego, the law of the ego, is about self.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, it's only about self.
Yes.
Self is me. And so you got to realize that it's on that side, whereas the divine is inclusive. the ego appears sometimes it includes, but reality is all about the self, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sure is.
I teach people that, and when it's about the self, they have a tendency to project out and blame things that's not nice on other people. And so blame it out. So, and I tell people, you can't blame. You got to claim. I say punks blame, and the adults warriors claim. What are you? Are you blaming other people? Like this cup you were talking about.
Yes.
What does the blame come in? Blaming limits you, but it's based on an egotistical feeling that hurt. They don't want to take responsibility. And then they said, you made me do that. That's a projection. It's a projection. So I'm saying that the ego is a tool because we're down on the earthly plane to learn to get our lesson. And this ego is associated with this temple we go through to learn different earthly lessons once you're motivated and controlled by the divine. So every time you encounter somebody, either they're teaching you, is it educational, inspirational, or confirmational? You got to ask that question. What's going on right now? If someone is pissing you off, you go, why did they piss me off?
Yeah.
No. They remind you something that you haven't graduated from. When you graduate from something, people can't piss you off. So you had to go through and say, what is this? So everybody's your teacher.
Yes.
You're always the same time.
You're right.
Because it's a fun time. It's harmonious. The question is, you in a relationship, and you thought you made me mad, you know they're functioning from the ego, that they function from an adolescent mentality. An adolescent, regardless of age, regardless of money, regardless of anything, when they're blamed outside, they have an adolescent mentality. So you have to realize that is associated with ego. It's associated with the limitation and certain developmental fixation as the adolescent, you know. So tell people, every day when you wake up, ask yourself, what am I coming from? Am I coming from ego? Am I coming from divine?
Yes.
And you said, when someone pissed you off, be grateful that this is an opportunity for you to graduate from this situation or that person in your own life. Kind of like when you're going to school, you graduate high school. You don't have to go back to high school, you know. Whatever it is, when you graduate, you don't have to repeat something.
Right.
So people are your greatest teacher. Mm-hmm. Let them be grateful for your lesson rather than pissed off argument doing this.
Yeah.
Also, when you're doing that, your body is also receive all of the toxic energy.
Yes.
When you free too much toxic energy,
then
you get stagnation because of the free radicals in your body causes stagnation. Stagnation causes inflammation.
Right.
Inflammation causes dis-ease based on your inappropriate handling of a negative thought or being irresponsible within yourself.
Right.
So you are responsible for your health, your happiness. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Woo! That's the question. Are you ready? You know, and a lot of people say, I got really PO'd at somebody because they made me do this, and that was a trigger. And I'm saying, yes. So you're saying, Dr. Hannah, that is a lesson about you. That's not triggering you. Well, they're teaching you what your unresolved stuff is about you, right?
But 1,000%, I'm saying that. And also, I'm saying have gratitude. If you have an opportunity to elevate beyond this situation.
Yes.
So you have a choice. Because now, this person, a situation, whoever might be, is just a stimulus of purification for you. Opportunity for that.
Yes.
You refuse that you can change partners. You can change jobs.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the lesson because until you resolve the lesson, you get off irritated again. It's just a nice face or a nice job. But the lesson is still there. You have to graduate the situation or you will co-create it because you're running from it.
Oh my God.
So every time you speak up and you have an opportunity to refine your own Godhead, your own goddess in you, you know. The question is, do you have the courage? The question is, do you have the desire? The question is, do you have the receptivity?
Right.
All those are okay.
Yes.
As long as you know that you're not ready, you're not receptive, it will repeat itself. And you can change people, place, and things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the lesson. It doesn't change that. You can go to the university. I don't like calculus. I'm going to go to another university. It doesn't matter about this, you know.
Yep.
You still got take this if you want a degree. Since you want to become more individualized and harmonized, become the God that's guiding you. You must resolve your earthly lessons to move within your own health, happiness, and harmony. Otherwise, you're in a delusional world yourself. That's what happens.
That is so true. Beautifully said, Dr. Hannah. By the way, y'all just tuned in here, I'm on the couch with Paul Hannah. He's an MD. He's a psychiatrist, a speaker, author, healer, master teacher. And he astounded people in the medical profession by how quickly he was able to diagnose and heal his patients' medical illnesses and problems by basically feeling and learning to see the blocked energy that was causing the issue in a lot of folks. And his book, by the way, is called Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. And it is a wonderful tool to helping you really try to transform your life and on energetic levels, spiritually, emotionally, mental, physical. And just what you said, Dr. Hannah, about, oh my gosh, wait a minute. When someone pisses me off or someone pushes my buttons or someone says something, I have to say, thank you.
Internally, yes. You say that to yourself. It's opportunity. It's an opportunity to transform and disintegrate this vibration within you. Therefore, you become more pure and aligned to your divine self. Let me pick a little word about this healing. Anybody that I work with, I'm the third wheel in the situation. The first one with the patient, whatever they divine, what they believe in. The second one is the patient. My ideal, I'm a catalyst to assimilate this patient to align to their own healing frequency. So the healing comes from their alignment with their own divineness. So I'm a catalyst to that. So you know, you get a little catalyst, you stimulate people. So my idea, my energy, my intention. It's to be that catalyst of stimulation for the brain, universal alignment with their own oneness. And therefore, the condition they call disease begins to resolve. But it's based on the desire, the receptivity of the patient that to align to their higher forces. I am a catalyst to that. I come from heart. Love. I'm very straightforward, very transparent. I call people what I see. And I say from love. That's the reason why I like children. They say what they say in their heart because the soul.
Yes.
And the first 7 years, it's still open.
Oh, my goodness.
So I become open like this. Yes. I say what I say. And he said, that harsh. Oh, no. No harsh. My motivation is telling you the truth from love. The question is, are you ready to receive it?
Yeah.
I have patience. I do not go beyond your receptivity. To go beyond receptivity is a violation of spiritual law. I have no desire to do that. But when you become ready in my presence, I'm starting reading. I'm connecting.
Yes.
I could connect with your heart. That's a big lesson from teaching. I learned from Qigong. One of my teachers, Master Hong, you know what I'm saying? I learned this. You have to open up that frequency of the heart. All the rest of that from your head, no. That's why I have this thing. My saying is, you shine, glow, flow. What does that mean?
Yes.
Shine like the sun. Glow like the moon and flow like water. Just imagine, it's going. The sun shines on everybody. It transcends racism, sexism, politicalism, ageism. All this. The sun doesn't give a sweet about that.
Yes.
It shines. Yes. It shines. Yes. So when you have sunshine love, you take away that discernment, discrimination, this and that. That goes out of the window, you know. Because we all have that. Purpose on this planet. Everything alive, the sun, the human beings, we got purpose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, so, didn't we ever.
So when you find that ability, one of those qualities of beauty, a soul quality, can you see that in everything, everybody? Can you?
Yeah.
You see how you have your judgmental glasses upon yourself.
Right.
When you have your judgmental glasses, you know you're still coming from your ego.
Right.
And so you have your ego and your edge and God in. So I have a thing called Egi.
Yes.
What does that mean?
What's that mean?
Edging God in. Edging God in. Not ego. No. Edging God out. Mine is E-G-I. E-G-I. Edging God in.
Oh,
right in.
Yes.
You begin to see this, you know. Then you see the beauty.
Yes. How does I'm sorry I interrupted. How does this coincide with folks who have real strict, say, religious beliefs and say, hey, you know, I have no power. There's a big God up there with a white beard, and they're saying, you're a sinner, and you're, you know, you've done this in your life, and you've done that, and I have to stick to all the traditions of my religion, or I'm either going to hell, or how do we break into our own sort of self-awareness that we are part of that God power? We are all one. How do we segue into that without sort of having this, you know, mental crisis of breaking down because we were raised in this strict religion all these years?
So you have to have the courage and have a desire.
Mm-hmm.
You have a, so something quickened in your life. For me personally, mm-hmm. it happened when I was very young.
Well, yes.
I was raised going to a church every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You had to go to a lot of religious stuff,
right?
You know, on Friday night. But something in me let me know that there's no God who says, if you go do something while you're going to hell, you can burn forever. That didn't make sense to me. If he's full of God, it's going to be about love. Why would someone punish me forever?
Right.
That to be a problem. So it was a thought process for me. And yes. Something I think I brought back in my own reincarnation, something wrong with this concept. For
yes.
me to be born in this strict religious upbringing, something triggered
yeah.
me, so that didn't feel correct. So the question, I have the courage, right. the confidence to break out of that, say, you know what, I'm looking for something different, more divine, more holistic, more inclusive. So to answer your particular question, something can trigger you and say, you know what, I see something different. Are you willing
yeah.
to be responsible for your thoughts, your feelings, mm-hmm. your actions? Because
yeah.
if you're not willing to be responsible, you're afraid what your, I don't know, your race, your community, or your religion, or politics, whatever it is, that you're already a victim. You're a victim to a thought that you don't necessarily believe in. So that's why
yes.
I say conformity is a plague in this country, because people conform to something they don't
mm-hmm.
really deep out believe in. They would go
mm-hmm.
along to be accepted by the universe, by the collective, but do that collective match your internal individualized ideology, who you really are? So
mm-hmm.
I feel that when everyone individualized, then we truly can harmonize, because we come from one big source that's coming, like the sun, you know.
Yeah.
There's a many rays on the sun.
Mm-hmm. It's so
many
true.
Rays. So
yeah.
I'm one of the rays. You're one of the rays, but we come from one source.
Oh.
So that's the other one, I say, I want to glow like the moon. The glowing like the moon mean is that you have to align. It's about alignment and balance. You have to align your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual body.
Right.
So many of us is attached to a particular body. Some
mm-hmm.
people, they spend all their time on their physical body, your mental body, your intellectual body, your spiritual body. You got to be balanced on all of those. When you balance, you can glow. So you shine, then you glow. Then the third thing is like water, you know. Water is all powerful. We 70% water, like the earth.
Yes.
The nature of water is always, always moving forward. There's no backward motion. So it don't make any conflict, resolution, anything get in your way. It's going to flow around that, under some kind of, but it will not stay.
Right.
Water's always moving. It's always flowing down, but yet it's always moving to a larger body of water. It's
right.
inclusive. It's,
right.
It represents nature. Nature's about everything must grow in that span.
Yes.
Humans must grow in that span.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's take courage to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm.
Are we willing to do that?
It really does. It really does. Courage.
So understand, you take desire. But the most important is you also have a receptivity.
Mm.
If you don't have receptivity, nothing happens. Everything on this planet is a result of receptivity.
Yes.
If you're from the farmer like I am, you have to relax the earth to plant
yeah.
the seed.
Mm-hmm.
All human beings, the egg must be receptive to the sperm. You have
mm-hmm.
to know, you have to, when you want to plant some knowledge, the person must be receptive to receive it.
Mm.
If there's no desire, no receptivity, there's no act. It's just an intellectual discourse. It was a nice conversation. That's limitation.
Yes.
When you have a receptive,
yeah.
you want to transcend your intellectual
right.
analyzation.
Yes.
Your mental block, your emotionalism, your physicality,
mm.
then you're ready to hear.
Yes.
Otherwise, you get limited because you're not balanced to hear the thing different beyond your own limited concept.
Yes.
It's like truth, you know. truth is a marriage about the criteria which you have with yourself. Mm. A person who has up cannot measure the ocean because your truth is too small.
Yes.
You must realize there's a bigger truth.
Yes.
So the measure the truth is the amount of truth in yourself and have the receptivity. That's a larger truth than mine.
Mm-hmm.
If it feels right. Grand, but be open to that expansion. That's why I be on this planet right now.
Yes, to
expand our own soul quality, to unify, to the oneness, a universal oneness is about, you know.
Oh, boy, is it ever. It's all about universal oneness. And yeah. You know, you talk about in your book, which was wonderful, Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. You talk about the importance of gratitude and how that energy is so important to helping us awake to the power within us, which you were talking about. So what happens with gratitude? How does that work when we give gratitude?
Well, it's a frequency of oneness, it's a frequency of health, it's a frequency of wealth and all of that, because you opened up to appreciation. The law of energy, whatever you send, returns. Yes. You cannot get around that law. I love the universal law because it's so exact.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be spoken by humans based on what race, what community, what money, what the religion. Oh, that no, the universal law doesn't have those kind of limitations. So therefore, I'm basing my instinct, what I'm talking about, on the universal oneness and going beyond that. So gratitude is a quality that can raise your attitudes and attitude to promote the oneness. That's what I'm talking about. Gratitude is so important. Are you grateful to have a divine breath this morning? And what are you going to do? Are you going to sit down and break out? What are you going to do? What's your intention? And how much, and I call love, a kindness, a compassion, are you sending out in your being?
Yes.
This is all about the ego. It's all about you. It can be all about you. That's what's around you.
Right.
You create that.
Right.
So be grateful for the opportunity to be a service of the catalyst of universal oneness.
So it's about getting beyond the victimhood. And you know, also that's a big component too of what I see in people. They beat themselves up because, you know, it's all old programming and all, I'm not enough of enough. I'm not whatever enough. And they go within, and that's ego too, I guess, right? So
it is that, because the victimality is based on what is that creative thought?
Mm-hmm.
And we create the actual. And so they pare down.
Yeah.
You see yourself going up. If you see yourself going too fast, you don't inwardly feel you deserve that. You're going to sabotage that.
Oh,
because
boy.
You're getting away from the conformity. You say, hey, wait a minute, what's happening? So we have many different paradigms. Like, I don't deserve it. I'm not aware. I'm afraid. I got to leave my friend, whatever it is. Those are rationalizations. Stay in the same position. Stay in the conformity. And I'm saying, do you have the courage to individualize so you can truly harmonize? You see divorce rates high up here these days, you know, because people connect on personality rather than individuality.
Yeah.
And so the divorce rate will continue to start high until you realize, be who you are. Stop trying to impress people. Impress yourself. Be real. So when you're real, you can deal. Otherwise, just chill out. Be real and deal, okay?
Oh, that sounds great. No, that sounds beautiful. You also talk about frequency, and I've been talking to a lot of guests, a lot of people, scientists, also more, I guess you might say, spiritual teachers or more enlightened people, and they say to me in many of my interviews that we all have our own frequency, and if we could find that, we can heal ourselves, and everything is made of frequencies. So can you explain that a little bit? What that's
I like to change the word from if, when you accept where you are right now. I take away the word if.
Okay.
If doesn't come into my divine vocabulary, my divine energy. It's all about the isness.
Yes.
It's all about the isness. And when you have the courage to accept where you are without judgment and make a conscious decision to expand your core being and your frequency elevate. It's like being in a room, you know, And you said you set the thermostat at a certain, let's say, I don't know, 70, 75.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with that? Yes, sure. Or no?
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable, then you're not going to change.
Yes.
So that comfort is the problem to keep you stuck. You can be comfortable because you're afraid to move. You can be comfortable because you're doing whatever.
Yes.
But the comfort there is that way. So to change that frequency, you got to first know where you are.
Yes.
Do you accept? Do you desire to change? Get back to desire right now again. Do you desire? Do you have the receptivity?
Yeah.
So having that desire, first awareness is the consciousness, give you the opportunity to make a choice which way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That in turn changes you. Affects your frequency. But you got to, we don't deal with if, we deal with isness.
Is.
So isness is limitation. Isness is all powerful going there. And the divine is. It's always the quantum is right now.
Yes.
There's no if quantum. There's no if divine. It's all about is. The question is, what do you desire to do at this second?
Yes.
That's a question. And honesty is the big law of nature. Are you honest with yourself? Do you have the courage to be honest? Are you sitting around playing facts and with yourself and being phony to other people? So therefore, what are you doing? You're sending that frequency out. You get what you're saying. Yes, you get what you're saying. So the question is, where are you? Where do you desire? What you don't do and how you do it. That is the real question to change your frequency. Frequency on yourself, motivation. But no more if. It's all about the isness. It's all about isness.
Is.
And so, saying that, I'm going to give you an acronym for that. You know, it's like the infinite sacredness, you know. You know, it's is, I-S. Remember that. If you know what it is, you have to say what it is.
It
if you don't know what it is, then you got to find out what it is so you can change to something different.
Uh-huh. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, because we're, of course, in a quantum existence, all of us, you know, we're in the matrix and it's all projection, et cetera. But so we have to be really mindful. It is good to be mindful of our thoughts, because our thoughts and our heartfelt thoughts are projecting out into the photonic quantum universe, whatever that is. And so what we are thinking and feeling, I got a fortune cookie the other day. I had some Chinese food and my fortune cookie said, all that you have thought is who you are now. And I went, I'm in trouble. So, because all that you are thinking and have thought is what you are and have created now. So, right? Is that sort of the whole idea?
Yeah, that is. I have patients come to me. They realize.
Yes.
They have to see me for a while. They realize whatever you've done.
Yes.
It will come back to you.
Yes. Is that
you karma? Because it's an energy thing. It's energy. Mm-hmm. Remember the law of energy. It must return to the sender. Uh-huh. You can't get around that. You got to be ready to reap what you did. Whatever was it good, indifference, whatever it is, it's coming back to you.
Ooh.
So other people did a lot of different things, kind, nice things, different things, and not so nice things. And they're aware of that now, since their life have changed 3 or 4 years of when this other thing will come back and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a way of that. They're aware of all these things. So that's that when you wake up and appreciate that sacred breath that you have, and you begin to think, what are you thinking? What body are you're motivated to be? Are you improving yourself? So it's a step. It's an ever-present state of consciousness to be aware of your breath, to be aware of your thoughts. Vibrating to your body, come to your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, you know, and your behavior.
Yes.
So the question is, we are the co-creator.
We are.
Of our life.
Oh, boy.
You can't bring nobody. No one can breathe for you or eat for you.
Mm-hmm.
You eat what you breathe, that's why. You know, you're on a plane, they tell you, if you got kids, put your mask, something happens. Because they know breath is most important. They realize that that universal principle. I'm asking people to say,
yeah,
you have the opportunity to make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, your choice to say, what am I? What's my intention? What am I planning? What am I feeding? Who am I feeding? What am I feeding in my body to? Which one of my body am I going to feed?
Mm-hmm.
You could be a robot and look around. You see what you're getting. Right now, the people who are listening, you have a conscious idea. There's a reason why you listen today. There's no instant accident. It's all about the instant. That's something that can stimulate you to be a refined you. I say refined, a more pure you inside.
Right.
I go the other choice. Mm-hmm. And I respect people's choices. That is a divine, you have your divine will and your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is so much our choice. Yeah. And, you know, everybody talks about the heart brain coherence. You know, you got to connect that loving heart from that chakra and connect it with your thoughts. Keep mingling the two in order to create and manifest into that quantum field. You got to come from a good place and be aware that, you know, I guess every moment, every thought we think is putting something out there into the quantum and coming back to us. So I guess that we're not aware of it because there's so much, I guess, as I call it, frontal lobe, high beta confusion going on that we're not even aware of it.
We have a lot of stimulation all over. A lot of stimulation from the, you know, you look at inner media. It's external.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason for that. Maybe people get saturated, maybe not. Just firstly, can you look at it and still focus on what you're going to design? You say, I'm going to focus on this today, and I'm a purify this today. There's no judgment. There's no conflict. It's all about the choice. But when it comes back to you and invites you, you say, well, I made that choice. Now, the question is, am I going to react when it comes back? Am I going to respond and elevate my own level of awareness, my own level of behavior and thinking process? It's about the choice when it comes back. And when someone irritates you or pisses you off or whatever it might be, it is a golden opportunity.
Yes.
With gratitude. And also for you to, what should I say, to graduate from that situation. If you repress that and project it out to the other person, roads race and all kind of craziness, then that is something you perpetuate in the situation. You have to be responsive rather than reactive. Reactive keeps the lessons going over and over again. And I said earlier in this conversation, you can change jobs, you can change relationships, you can change everything. It doesn't change the lessons. It's temporary. To come up again. It will come up again, you know.
Yes.
Because it came up. Did you graduate from it yet?
Oh, yes.
Graduation is the key.
Did
I graduate from it? Until you get to the point you're around the situation where it doesn't affect you, you still have a harmonious, relaxed, loving heart. But if you still have fight and frustration, you can't see that person. You can't be around the job. You can't do whatever it is.
I have
people that's legally divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Both kids.
Yeah.
But they're still emotionally married. They can't stand each other. But you ask yourself, what's going on? You're divorced now.
Right.
Legally.
Yeah.
I say legally, but I had to help people to look at this, detach, elevate themselves, and graduate. Otherwise, they cannot really get that deep and involved with themselves or their relationship, because they still got things that needs to be released and graduated from.
And
you have to terminate emotionally, mentally, spiritually from that relationship so you can initiate in a holistic way with somebody else or another job. That's no matter what it is. I'm saying the point of it is, whenever you get irritated and frustrated, it's a golden opportunity for you to look at yourself. How did I do that? How am I doing that? That much. Nothing else people get from that today, learn that it's an opportunity for you to elevate your consciousness, your frequency, and to be free of it. And if you do not, it's a choice. I guarantee you, you will repeat and repeat and until you start reacting, say, let me resolve this internally. It's about the other person. It's about you.
Right.
Either you want to control this.
Yeah.
Or you want to dominate it some kind of way. Let it go.
Oh, boy.
Release with love and gratitude.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Getting there. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, folks, you're on the couch. This is Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Dr. Paul Hanna. He's an MD, psychiatrist, and we're talking about his latest book, Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. And in this book, I'm telling you, it's a brilliant read. You're going to learn a lot because it's going to show you the path to reconnect to your own higher self, your own God self within, through all these realizations that we've been talking about today. And you learn practices, and you can learn some success principles in the book. And like Dr. Hanna said a little bit earlier, you came here to this show today on the couch with us because you're ready to seemingly participate in the evolution of your soul consciously. You kind of had a vibe, or you kind of decided to come on over here and just tune in to us, you know, today. So the book's amazing. Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. I wanted to ask you something else too, Dr. Hanna. You mentioned, you know, we talked about past lives a little bit. You briefly touched on that. So you believe that we're coming back. Our souls are coming back to learn lessons to get closer to that energy of God. Is that what it's all about, as we kind of have to recycle to work these things out?
I'm definitely saying that we're in, okay. I say Earth is a very low frequency, a very dense frequency. And I'm saying past life, and there was a little medium shift, you know. And so the soul, the energy up there is moving so fast, they had to slow down and start communicating with us. I'm saying we are here to learn to transcend this physical body back into our divine. As we elevate within this frequency,
yes,
the more we elevate, the least time we got to reincarnate here on this earth plane. Uh-huh. Once we realize there is a universal oneness, the one, then as a consciousness of oneness, an energy of oneness, then we resolve, we release, actually, that decreased possibility to come back to this earth for reincarnation. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that.
So in between lives, here we go. In between lives, so we're in that space. We're in that book.
We're in that space, yes.
I have talked to hundreds of people who've had near death, out of body, astral projection. You know, they've been clinically almost toe tagged. They go out there in the light and they're saying, you're not ready yet. You got to come on back here somehow. And, or they enter another, you know, they've entered another body or chose to do that. Is that a conscious decision that we make? Our soul says, you know what, or how do you kind of translate that?
And that's the is obviously some people, you haven't graduated from your lessons down here yet. I talked to my grandmother, and you know, she saw, she was out of the body looking down. So a big experience, and the surge kind of hit her. She popped back in her. It wasn't like, as you say, it was very nice, but so no, you wasn't ready to graduate yet. You got more lessons to go through here,
right?
You see, verbal accident, people. Said being in the war zone, say, well, why didn't I get killed? You're not ready. Got lessons.
Right.
You got lessons. You know what I'm saying? You got lessons to learn. And so I got many patients came in there and said, man, I was over there. Like, I don't know why I didn't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people got hit right in front of them. And I got patients, you know, they'd have been hit, shot many times. They're like,
sure.
Hey, I don't know why I'm not in the spirit world. It was something I was supposed to do. And they wake up to that reality. Some do, some don't.
Right.
So, but as you said, Earth is a place for us to realize that divine within us, that God self or the goddess within us.
Yes.
Earth is the school zone. And I'm looking at that. And we can make a conscious choice to see which way we want to go. That is a conscious choice, because it's always available for us in the isness, not in the ifness.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, source. What is the choice? Is it a conscious choice unconscious choice, doesn't matter. The energy is going to give you what you unconsciously thinking about. So right. Look around, you can see what you're creating, what right. You have created. Is uh-huh. Your life was spooky? Are you getting a lot of people out of conflict? What are you doing? You did yes. It back at you, or time for you. It's an opportunity for you to learn and transcend all those little things that irritate you, frustrate you, and you are pissed off. Uh-huh. You co-created that. Mm. Are you ready to graduate from that?
Mm. Yes.
Your choice. Wow. Yes. Or no.
Shoot. You know, on that note, too, you know, kind of moving up in your next lesson, you come on back as somebody else or, you know, whatever you choose, I guess. But, you know, folks who I talk to many times, you know, say, oh, I'm really mad at my mother because I inherited this disease from her and I'm so sick, or my father gave me this propensity to have this disease and this is in my family. Did this person or these people somehow create these diseases, or do they, is this, you know, the whole thing, you know, is it DNA? Is it we've created a lot of our own problems?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to zoom in. Yeah. No, I think what it is that, that we co-create our whole life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we co-create before we start back into the physical existence. We know what lesson we need. Okay.
We know what lesson we need.
Now you can start blaming right then away that went off to adolescenthood. They did this to me. Not they gave me life. Not they gave me this.
Yeah.
So I don't participate with victims. And I said, I have a slogan on one of my t-shirts, victory self-determined. You understand?
Oh, wow.
So what are you going to do about this situation?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Perfect. Got to think about that. Got to really, you know, work with yourself and figure out how to heal, which we can heal ourselves. So it looks like we're just about out of time almost, Dr. Anna, you are amazing. And, you know, I love talking to brilliant guests like you because you have so much to share. And I'm so blessed that you found me, we found each other so we could talk about these things today. And there's so much more to talk about and read, listeners, in Paul's book. It's called Remembering Qualities of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God Self. And it'll give us all the tools to transform our lives on all energetic levels, spiritually, emotionally, mental, physical. You'll get with it. You'll find out who you are. Practice those things. There's some wonderful practical thoughts and exercises as well in Dr. Hannah's book. So thank you for being here and for sharing your gifts to the world.
Yes, I want to thank you for recognizing, sharing that. Let me be on this book. If someone really wanted to buy the book, I really hope so.
Yes.
Hannah's Holistic Healing.com. Hannah's Holistic Healing.com is one.
Hannah's Holistic Healing.com, and that's right. H-A-N-N-A-H, folks.
S. No. H-A-N-N-A-H-S. Hannah's Holistic Healing.
With an apostrophe. Hannah's Holistic Health. Beautiful.
H-A-N-N-A-H-S. Holistic. You will get it. Then my staff will get it out to you. And that is the process. Or go to Amazon is another way. I prefer me, but of course, you have two choices there, you know.
Sure, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It's a beautiful book, and thank you for blessing us with it, Dr. Hannah.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for you. Have a blessed day, and thank you again.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the couch with me here. What a great guest. Got to check this book out. It really will help you. It's right in tune with everything I believe and I feel and I've been talking about for the last 15 years here on LA Talk Radio. So This is the crux of what it's all about, folks. All right, thanks for listening. And again, as I always say, take care of yourself first. It's not an ego thing. Just love you are who you are. Take care of you, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Take care. I'll be back here next Wednesday on the couch at 12 p.m. Pacific. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.